Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Yeah, like Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck. So you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday suckage on the score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Good morning, welcome in. Saturday suckage. Steve Rosenbloom, I'm here. Who else?
It's Grobber. And it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Albert Almora.
Damn, Willie, man, do we suck?
Pat Fitzgerald.
Sometimes you gotta embrace the suck.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the suck team.
Random bear. No, Toby, I suck.
Oh, my God, this sucks.
I suck. Random Bears fan.
And the further we do, we suck.
Terry Bores.
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks.
I wouldn't say seeking perfection. It's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I'll tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Tyler Buterbaugh.
What's up, Rosie?
Dude, look, he's here.
Finally, right?
Yeah. And I'm the one who sucked on the roll call. Tyler Buterbaugh is here. We found out who else is here. Welcome to Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. I've already started off on that note. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number here at the Score, 312-644-6767. That will get you to our listener line powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. That number, 312-644-6767, by the way, also gets you to the Score's Tech Zone. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online. RosenHyundai.com. All right. So last night, it's just embarrassing to do this, but we're going to do it. The White Sox are 29-36. And this comes after a walk-off win Friday night against the Marlins. They have zoomed to third place in baseball's most embarrassing division. For those of you scoring at home, they are 3.5 games out of first place and twice as many games below 500. That's the way I did the math. While you were sleeping, the Cubs rocketed to 9 games under 500. They beat the San Francisco Giants in San Francisco. They are in fourth place in baseball's second most embarrassing division, 6.5 games out of first. Again, Chicago baseball closer to first than they are to 500. So we'll talk about that. Talk about the Bears clown show. Arlington Heights, no. Naperville, no. Rockford, no. We're going to hold our breath until we turn blue and you give us a stadium on all our terms. And there are legislators in Arlington Heights saying, not so fast. No. And we'll get to the BGA, the new BGA, the Bonesaw Golf Association. We'll get to that. But there's something bigger than the Saudis poised to take over Impact Sports. It's Apple. Apple is coming for sports. Now, you may know Apple has an Apple Plus, Apple TV, game of the week, right? Baseball game of the week.
Right? Yeah, on Fridays. Yeah, Friday nights.
And Tyler, I don't know if you're a kickball fan, but they got rights to MLS, right?
Not a huge kickball guy, but if it's a good game, I'll watch it.
Okay. Well, now they have Messi. They got the biggest name there is, right? They're coming for sports. Apple is coming for sports. And the way you out there watch it, experience it, feel it, the way we go about this. Here's what Apple does. Apple sets its sights on something, and it completely disrupts convention until it gets what it wants.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was thinking last night as I was learning all this stuff, because what Apple did this week was debut the Vision Pro. I guess we call it headgear or glasses. We don't have pictures of it necessarily. It's a Vision Pro. It's an operating system. It's a platform. I was learning all this from Reinhold. Sweeney is the mountain climbing mate at my Trader Joe's, and he's telling me all this. My head is spinning. But what Apple does is it disrupts convention. We're 39 years past the most famous TV commercial in the Super Bowl history. Apple's commercial ran once. Parents, tell your kids. Do you have any idea what it is, Tyler?
Rosie, I wasn't alive at that time. So
yeah, I wasn't alive when George Washington was president, but I kind of know he was president. What happened? Say, ditto Lincoln. You're allowed to learn and read, and your parents are allowed to teach you. It was in 1984. Apple debuted the commercial. It ran once, and it was patterned after 1984. A brick being thrown through Big Brother's face. It was taking the George Orwell story and moving it right into modern times. And here, so they started with computers. Apple started with computers. They turned desktop computers, all computers, upside down, and they own it. Apple does what Apple wants. Apple does what Apple eventually is leading to now. Is how many seats need to be in a Bears new stadium? I'm going to try to connect the dots. So Apple then goes to Apple controls, Apple runs over, Apple disrupts music, right? The way you hear music.
Oh yeah.
Phones.
Yeah.
With a platform. It's not the device. The device is that has to be a conduit, but how you do it, what you touch, what you're able to do and all. So everything from iPods to iPads to earbuds to phones. Apple does what it wants. Apple controls. Apple walks in and changes everything. Apple debuted this Vision Pro. Are you a geek? Are you a nerd? Are you tech savvy, Tyler?
I'm kind of nerdy. I can be nerdy at times for sure. I was kind of excited when I mean, the concept of this device looks cool until you see the price tag.
$3,500. Well, Apple IIc, when they started with computers, the Apple computer was, I think, $2,500 in 1984, which was real money.
Yeah.
So this one is $3,500 now. But as I understand it, this is going to be 7 years of change. They're rolling out without any particular deadline, but they're going to be rolling out, as they always do, change in technology. They're changing sport. Apple is coming for sports. You watch.
Oh, yeah.
Clip and save. Because what do you know about Vision Pro? What Apple debuted this week for $3,500. What do you know about it, Tyler?
So basically it's pretty identical to like a VR Oculus that Meta made, you know? But what they're doing compared to what the VR is that, so the Oculus is more of like for gaming and stuff like that. The Vision Pro, it's basically a computer on your head. You can FaceTime, you can text, because you link up your Apple ID to it, and you can watch movies. You basically do everything else that the Oculus can do, but it links up, and you can literally use it as a computer. From what I saw from the little video, that looks like a little... I'm curious how it works. There's like, when you put it on, it looks like there's a holographic keyboard that you type on there. So you can apparently do everything that you want that you can do on a MacBook on this little headset thing.
According to Gruber, who writes pretty knowledgeably and extensively about what Apple does in tech stuff, this will allow you to go to a Bears game without going to a Bears game. Ultimately, that's what Apple's going to do. Apple will change the way fans experience the games. Because the key to this for sports fans and sports leagues, NFL, Bears, is called spatial audio. And I never heard the term before yesterday, and then Sweeney told me. And what it is Apple's able to capture the sounds of a football game. You can be on your couch, and this device will put you in, it's an immersive platform. You'll feel the game around you. However Apple does it, I don't understand. If I did, I couldn't explain it. No, and I don't want it explained to me. I'm just telling you, this is what's going to happen. This is what is happening. Spatial audio, and they're putting it in their Macs too. You can get, I think, a MacBook Pro.
Yeah, mine technically has it. I have an older MacBook Air. It's got like, because the spatial audio is like built by Dolby, like speakers. And so mine has the Dolby, and I think the spatial audio is in like, is like just embedded in like Apple Music if you have Apple Music.
Okay, so does it feel different?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've noticed a difference because this is how I discovered that I had Dolby speakers in my car. Had no idea. Because nice. The spatial audio little icon on Apple Music will pop up on your phone if you're connected to Dolby. And I mean, when I jam out of my car, it sounds pretty damn good. I'm not going
to
lie.
They're going to improve that technology, that quality, that platform, and Apple is going to take over sports, and they're going to keep you out. They're going to save you the trouble. Look, going to a Bears game is one of the most miserable things in the world, and that's not even counting their offensive line and ownership. The idea that you were driving, a December game, right? Crappy weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cold. There's no easy access to that place by the lake. And it's going to be worse when you try to get to wherever they're going to build the new stadium. It will be worse or just as bad. And you're going to be sitting in the cold, and it's going to be zillions of dollars. And you're going to go, why are you there? And there'll be a dearth of bathrooms.
Can I give
and,
you a...
And a dearth of first downs.
Can I give you a place that I literally saw an article about? I forgot to send this to you, but this is a legit thing that people are trying to pitch. You'll never guess the town. You ready? Someone said Rockford.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Sure.
Oh, my God.
Arlington Heights. Arlington Heights. And then Naperville. I mean, this is Kevin Warren. I can't figure out what Kevin Warren walked into this clown show or propagated it. But given what happened at the end of the Big Ten TV contract that we're looking at now, and the who owns what rights to what games, that apparently the deal wasn't completed and Kevin Warren left and now he's with the Bears, he may have created this clown show. He's certainly taking part of it. So there's Arlington Heights not wanting to give the Bears everything they need. And okay, well, we're talking to Naperville. Nobody believes you, Kevin Warren. That's part of your clown show. And then somebody did bring up Rockford, which is just right around the corner if you're in Iowa.
Yeah.
And or Wisconsin. And I think what's left after that is the Bears are going to hold their breath until they turn blue. And that'll be that. But the question is, if they were to end up with a new stadium, how many seats would you need, really? Because the NFL doesn't, ideally, Mark Florio was on the station, he was talking about, I want to say, with Bernstein and Holmes, and talking about, the NFL doesn't care if you go to the games. Given all of its revenue, I mean, the Bears didn't get to be worth $5.6 billion because they sold tickets. And by the way, if you're worth $5.6 billion, don't go looking for tax breaks. Get out of here. Don't start taking school money. Don't start trying to cut down on paying your fair share of property taxes, because you're going to make students dumber. The Bears want you stupid because they want you to give them money. Fortunately, we have Arlington Heights legislators are saying no. But Florio was talking about the fact that the NFL only needs X number of fans, say 40,000 fans, round number, in a stadium, just to give you the experience so that it fits the screen, so that people can cheer on the off chance that Justin Fields can actually knows what an open receiver looks like in the NFL. But it doesn't need 80,000. May not even need 60 like the Bears have at Soldier Field. Maybe it's 40,000. And Apple will take this and use it in its spatial audio. It will capture this. And you can have this device on. You can sit on your couch and you can feel like you're there. Now, I know there are people who need to be there. There are people with professional FOMO, right? They need to be there. I want to be with this group. I'm part of this group. I mean, the pink hat guy, right? At Cubs games, he has to be there.
Oh, yeah.
He can't be the pink hat guy on his couch. I mean, he could, but it wouldn't satisfy whatever insecurities there are that he needs to. That's his FOMO. And there are people who buy season tickets or parts of season tickets. They have that same FOMO. They would go. They would want to be there. They would want to suffer the indignities of the cold and the lack of bathrooms and the ridiculous prices. And I don't get, you know, it's warm in the United Center, and that's just crazy to go to. I mean, is it a kidney? Is it a lung? What do you have to give up to go to a game? And it's crazy.
I know some those are the prices. I mean, unless you want to sit nosebleeds, you got to give up a lot.
They're
not too bad.
Yeah.
But if you
can't remember the last time I went to a Blackhawks game at the United Center, and I got the hockey helmet full of nachos, which would have been, which was, I think, $20.
Okay.
I was like 5, 6, 7 years ago. I think it was 7 years ago. I can't believe, I hated going. I don't want to go. Don't make me go. I went. I think it was in 2015, the last year that depraved organization won something.
I was going to say, last time I went to a Hawks game, I spent more on the beer than the tickets. Tickets were like, this was like this past season. It was like $9 a ticket.
$9? You buy them a secondary market?
I bought where did I buy? Yeah, I bought them off of like Ticketmaster or something like that. Yeah, like literally like $9, $12.
It won't even get you half a beer.
No, it won't.
Well, I'm just telling you, Apple's coming for sports, and you are going to make a decision. You're going to have it easier in a lot of ways, because you get a better experience at home. It's not it won't be $3,500 for the Vision Pro when they are doing NFL games. Apple's going to do NFL games. You watch. Clip and save. Save this tape. Because Apple's coming for sports. Everything Apple... Apple came for computers, Apple won. Apple came for phones, Apple won. Apple came for music, Apple won. Apple came for earbuds and other kinds of sound devices, Apple won. Apple came for iPads. Apple came for money.
Yeah.
Apple Pay. Apple came for money. Apple's all about money. Apple's coming for sports. So you can worry about who might own the Commanders and Amazon and the fact that the NFL doesn't care about human beings, players, whatever. It cares about money. That's fine. Apple's better at this. Apple's better at this. And by the way, ask yourself this. If you're in Arlington Heights, if you're in Chicago, if you're in any of the dopey suburbs that think you're going to lure the Bears, if building a stadium is such a good idea, if giving a $5.6 billion business a free stadium is such a good idea, why isn't Apple buying stadiums? Apple knows money. Apple knows how to make. Why isn't Amazon doing it?
Well, yeah, make a good
you
point there.
Look at all of the most profitable, the biggest money, the greatest revenue businesses. Are they building football stadiums?
No.
Okay. Yeah. When you get to one, let me know.
Okay.
They don't do that, Tyler. Why? Because it's stupid. It's not profitable. It's not productive. And again, the Bears don't want to pay their fair share of property taxes. The Bears want to make your kids dumber out there in Arlington Heights and Rolling Meadows and Palatine. Everybody is and whatever the three education districts, the three school districts out there. The Bears are worth $5.6 billion now, and they don't want to pay their fair share. They want cost certainty. They want legislation that says they don't have to pay over X amount. So they're paying billions, the millions, and they think it's going to be worth billions. They're paying all this money, and they think it's such a great deal. Oh, by the way, we don't want to pay for it. When it's a raging success like we said it was, we don't want to pay for that. But it might not be a raging success because none of these things live up to the economic hype, to the financial hype. It's a load of crap, and we seem to have some Arlington Heights legislators or some state senators, some people out there with common sense.
Bear trap for the Bears.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I wanted some suckageers who are tech savvy. Tyler, he did a very nice job. I don't know that this could play out this way, but it seems like Apple gets what it wants. And if it's going to own the NFL, if it's going to own the sound and games and bring you the complete different experience, then this is coming. This is going to happen. And how does the NFL benefit? Oh, I don't know. I'm Steve Rosenblum. The phone number is 312-644-6767. That also gets you to the text line. It says I'm delirious. Well, yeah, I suck. So you don't have to. It's the point. It's the object of the exercise. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Dang right. Welcome in, welcome back. I suck so you don't have to. 224 texter, you're delirious if you think Apple leads in all those categories. I don't think... Sorry if I gave that impression. What I was intending to say was Apple walks into a sector and disrupts it, changes convention, owns a good section of it. Doesn't have to be number one, doesn't have to lead, but changes the way we do things. And I think Apple's coming for sports with the new Vision Pro, what debuted this week, what people are saying, the way it's going to work, the spatial audio, the immersive feeling. That's what I think. And I love this text. 414, if Apple can help us avoid ever going to a home Bears game again, it will be their greatest contribution to humanity. Yeah, buying that. 815, why would a company like that buy something, a stadium for a team? They buy naming rights. You sound like an idiot. No, if you're in the business of making money and stadiums were to make money, then smart companies would be building stadiums. Stadiums are not good investments. They're not smart. Smart companies don't build stadiums. That's what the point I was trying to make. If the Bears want this stadium, build it yourself. Okay. That's it. 269. Good morning, Steve. I would like to apologize for any spelling, punctuation, or grammatical errors I may make texting today. While I endeavor not to make those errors, unfortunately, they are unavoidable. I am a product of both Detroit and Chicago public schools. In addition, my copy editor, me, is high. Thank you for understanding. Glenn in Niles, Michigan. All right. Michigan has a Niles? Did you know that, Tyler? I didn't know that.
I had no idea about that.
Okay. Our Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You can access that and assault me and tell me I'm wrong and tell me you're high. 312-644-6767. So let me tell you about today. And by the way, speaking of high, we have Wake and Bake Club news. We have two items in the Wake and Bake Club that will go from the WWE will be WEED. It's really a nice twist in the Wake and Bake Club. Cultural Zeitgeist will feature some unique sound and something I guess parents are going to have to teach your kids about this. Our guest today, 1140, Mark Grody, will be here talking about the Bears as they go through OTAs. Jalen Johnson showed up, and he sounds like a normal person. And the coach sounds like passive-aggressive stupid. But we'll talk to Grody about that at 1140. At 1220, Scott Merkin, fellow Eagles traveler, covers the White Sox for MLB.com. White Sox scorching now. They won 6-7 and the 3.5 games out of first place. They're in third place. They're 3.5 games out of first place and twice as many games under 500. Oh, God. And at 1:20, Michael Cirami will be here. Bleacher Nation will talk some Cubs with him. The Cubs, yeah. They won last night. Marcus Stroman. What would he bring in a trade? What would he be worthwhile in a trade? What does he bring back? Marcus Stroman, what's his trade value? Because the Cubs, as we've seen, they kind of like that idea of trading their number one pitcher, trading a Cy Young contender. See you, Darvish, for details. And after we got off the air last week, Saturday Suckage, you Darvish just shoved it up the Cubs' backside. Hi, remember the guy you said might fall apart in the last half of his contract? Hi, I'm the guy you used to quit on fans. 312-644-6767. Take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Mark. Niles, Michigan is 10 miles north of the Notre Dame campus and home to a dispensary owned by former Lion Calvin Johnson. True? Is that true?
I'll verify that with you when we come back.
Get Calvin, get Megatron, get Bongatron. That's what he is. He's Bongatron. I didn't know that he owns a... There's a dispensary owned by former Lion Calvin Johnson.
You want to get high?
We got to get this. We need Bongatron on the show. In the meantime, Mark Grody, one of the co-founders of the Wake and Bake Club and Saturday Suckage, will join me to talk about the Bears. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Look at that, Mark Grody. Tyler Butterbaugh did it right. And the walk-up music, the scream, and here we go. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. You know, it's really good, too, because Tyler Butterbaugh just pointed out to me that this is his maiden voyage on Wake and Bake. So good on Tyler Butterbaugh.
And the way this show all comes together, we have, I'm getting a rundown of everything in Niles, Michigan, from the fact that it's home to Tommy Shaw of Styx, and he still lives there, to one of many places that former Lion receiver Calvin Johnson, I guess we'll call him Megabong, has dispensaries there called Primitive, to every geographical location, north of South Bend. It's in southern Michigan and things like that. And somebody texted in, whatever happened to your Saturday Suckage caller, Bear Fan Bob? And I never got to that. But then all of a sudden, I get this text. Stevie Suckage, FYI, you got these fish to suck. They are swallowing now. Now my boat doesn't suck anymore. Great crappie and perch, Bear Fan Bob. I didn't even mention that. It's like it manifested itself into the universe, the That's suckage beautiful. Karma.
Well, now that I have this opportunity, yeah, I think Bob might have been on one of the intermittent Saturdays that I hosted solos. I got a call from a Bear Fan Bob.
Oh.
It had been a while. And I will say this, too. I think the last time, did you host this show last week? Yeah, you did. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I was actually hosting this show. And I left on hold accidentally because I wasn't paying attention to the call screen. I left on hold accidentally, Toby. So, Toby, if you're listening right now, I apologize for that. I didn't want that to happen. I was alarmed by – and Wayne, my guy Wayne.
In Indiana.
Yeah, like he also – so both shout out to both of you guys. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend, and I'm sorry. Sometimes things like that – what I was saying was just so important and so good that I was ignoring the phone lines. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. It was very important what you said.
Yeah, it was very important. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that had to be said, and the calls were not important to me at that moment, but I do care about their feelings.
Okay. You think they're listening?
Maybe.
They only listen to you. They wouldn't listen.
No, I mean, Toby's a listener, and Wayne's a listener. Wayne listens to everybody. He just seems to like me more. I'd like to think he likes me more,
uh-huh.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm full of myself. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, anyways, I was reading about the best friends. I was thinking of the show The Courtship of Eddie's Father, which the theme song was "You're My Best Friend" in the sappy 1960s
sure.
kind of theme song.
I know the
stuff.
Song. Yeah.
So, and by the way, 269 texter, I live in Niles, Michigan, and I like listening to you, Stevie Sunshine, but I'm not high. Well, you're doing it wrong. That's all I can say. You're doing it wrong. Anyways, Justin Fields, DJ Moore. So that it will always be story one, I think, this season. And so this is a good start, the best start, the start you want to hear, a good place to start.
Yeah, it is a good place to start. And much similar to Allen Robinson's presence when he arrived with the Bears.
Oh, that's good.
It's DJ Moore's sort of the same thing. He's the adult on the field. He's the adult in the wide receivers room. He's the adult of the offense. And I always say those things, not based on what he has said and leadership or anything like that. I'm saying just watching the guy not wearing pads going up against air a lot of the time in these OTAs, but just watching the way DJ Moore moves, you could tell he's different. And Justin Fields and DJ Moore are working on a chemistry, working on getting comfortable with each other. And so far, so good. You know, in the three OTAs that we've been allowed to watch, I'd say that there has been a good connection between Justin Fields and DJ Moore. And that is one of those things, too, that you have to hear. I mean, it's absolutely essential. This is not like, oh, wow, look at that. No, it has to be a good connection between these two. The highlight play that we saw this week was a 25-yard pass right up the middle near the end zone, Justin Fields to DJ Moore. And it is something to watch, the separation that DJ Moore can get coming in and out of his breaks and the explosion that he either mimics or actually uses during these OTAs is something to see as well. So I don't want to get crazy, but, I mean, look, he's a number one wide receiver. DJ Moore's a number one, and that's what he has looked like to me watching these OTAs that we've been allowed to watch.
So the question would be, against which number was he doing it? One, two, three?
All sorts of different guys.
Okay.
You know, I think that, and one thing too, one guy that I observed a decent amount that I was zeroing in on was the Bears' second-round cornerback, Tyrique Stevenson, the kid out of Miami, who's going to have every chance in the world to play opposite of Jalen Johnson on the outside with Kyler Gordon on the inside. And Tyrique Stevenson was rolling with the ones a decent amount of the time. They were using him on both sides of the field, as they should right now, just to see where he's most comfortable and see where the Bears are most comfortable with him. So that was good to see as well.
Mark Grody is my guest. He covers the Bears for The Score. He's co-founder of the WB Club, the Wake and Bake Club, and Saturday Suckage.
That's right, Steve.
And Jalen Johnson showed up and just sounded so normal. Exactly what I would have hoped to have heard from a human being who happens to play football for a living. He just sounded so... I began to think there's something even more wrong than being a football coach with Matt Eberflus, based on it, sort of the passive aggressiveness with which he answered questions a couple weeks ago about that. What was your take on what Jalen Johnson had to say and the way the Bears had sort of walked it up till Jalen Johnson had something to say this week?
Yeah, I thought Jalen Johnson handled himself really well. I mean, I could tell you, having been there, and as Jalen Johnson comes into the media room and there's all of us, full house, and he was just so great. He steps up. He's like, hey, he's smiling. He's like, I hear you guys been looking for me, and just like, no, he's not embittered. You know what I mean? Like, he's not pissed because we made a bigger deal out of this than maybe we should have. He's like, just having fun with it. And then, you probably heard what he said. And I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you guys have played some of it or will play some of it, but he, he was great and said that it was about his family and it has nothing to do with the contract, although he would like to stay with the Bears. He made that he's desirous of sticking around here as long as possible. So he seemed extremely healthy and willing to answer questions. And as far as the way Matt Eberflus and the Bears organization, it starts at the top and trickles down. And these messages, this reflects everybody. If we're doing the Kevin Warren thing and this is going to be a button-down organization that does everything right, then, if Jalen Johnson really did express to the coaching staff and to people there that, hey, I'm going to kick it with my family for a little while. I'm not going to be at the first two OTAs. I'm going to be at the third one, though. If he really said that and they didn't, if they didn't come out and just say, hey, he's spending more time with his family, it's all good. Nothing to see here. It's a little suspect. But I also wonder, too, if from a Bears perspective, because I don't know, are they just, they're voluntary, and so they don't need to give details. They don't need to... nobody that is not here needs to give a note to the coach. If you're here, you're either here or you're not here, and they're not going to go into the personal reasons why a player is not there, and there might be a little bit of respect there. But I think in general, with voluntary practices, that they should not be admonished in any way. I didn't really notice too much admonishing by anybody, but there should not be this you know, we need everybody here. And if you're not here, then it's a problem and you're going to get penalized down the road, you know, or we're always going to remember this. That's horrible. If that goes on, if coaches are looking at players and saying, oh, I'm going to remember this, then that's bad on them. That's wrong on coaches. Coaches should be admonished. Maybe coaches should be fired if they do that, quite frankly.
But that's a very football coachy thing. They want you.
I know.
They want 100% football, and they're very happy to tell you, we're a family around here until you you want to spend time with your family. But isn't that essentially what Alan Williams said by saying, well, can I say no comment? Can I not talk about this? Can I not?
Yeah,
Why would you say no comment? He's with his family.
Yeah,
and we wish him well.
Well, when it's important, he'll
be here.
I do wonder if there was, and look, we're not going to go to every player that's not here and be like, okay, this player's with his family. This player, you know what I mean? Like this player's still on vacation because he's got a little kid. This one, you know, so they can't. I think that is where I would back up the. You know, the powers that be to say they can't get up there and explain everybody's family situation. They're either going to do that or they're not going to do that. And I think that the idea was, Alan Williams handled it pretty well. You know, like say, hey, it's voluntary. We'd love them here. But that's what they have to say. I mean, I think coaches should be really clear. I think Matt Eberflus and any coach in there should be really clear. Hey, voluntary. Don't know. Be great if they were here, but voluntary, no shade to them. They should, if it's voluntary, is voluntary. Enjoy your time off, and then we'll see you in camp. None of this, like, well, you know, if it's backstage, if they're stirring something up because Jalen, if his contract is affected by not being at the first OTAs, and that's crap.
Okay, and that's it.
Yeah,
he's Mark Grody, and look at this, Mark. Wayne from Lafayette is on the phone.
Wayner.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Hey, Stevie Sunshine and Grody Man. How are you, buddy?
Oh, Wayne, I'm so sorry I missed you a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about.
That's okay.
Yeah, I was like.
That's okay, man. I thought you was mad at me or something. So I
no.
Just said, man.
No, I felt horribly. I was like, I don't remember who was producing, but he's like, send me this list of people, and you were at the top of the list along with Toby, and I was like, palm the forehead, man.
Oh, man, that's okay, man. Hey, you're busy, man. You got a lot going on. I'm so proud of you guys, man. And, hey, Fred Grody, Grody Motors in Lafayette has a pickle nickel option right now. If you pass his credit exam for a nickel down, you can drive away any Grody's Motors vehicle right off the lot, buddy.
Do they have a
Fred might be related? He says he might be related to you. Grody's in the world, you might be
Wayne,
related to him, you know.
Wayne,
Don't take a breath. This is Wayne, man.
I just wanted you to be able to get in your question mark. I'm trying to have him take a hit off the bong, and
okay,
then you can answer.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wayne. Here's my question. Hold on, Wayne. Was either of these gentlemen that run the auto shop, was it Tom or Bob, either of them?
No.
Okay, because I just...
Grody.
Fred. Okay, so I am not related to Tom,
or
Bob, or Fred Grody that I know of, but I just, it's so funny that right before I came on the air, I was looking at, I have an Instagram post up right now from yesterday, just a silly thing with Gabe Ramirez and me, and I noticed that two of the viewers on there, there was a Tom Grody and a Bob Grody, and I'm like, where are all these Grodys coming from? And now you're throwing a Fred Grody at me, and I don't think I'm related to any of them.
Well, Fred will get you a good car if you need one, and if you're in Lafayette, buddy.
What about a VW Beetle? I want a VW Beetle, Wayne. Does he have any Beetles on?
I'm sure if he doesn't have it, he can get it for you, buddy. I'm sure, because he's top of the line, buddy. So,
okay.
Hey,
right.
I'll tell you what, Grody, I appreciate what do you think about this DJ Moore? Who does he remind you of from the old-time Bears? Does he remind you of Willie Gault, Dennis McKinnon?
No. No, more Dennis. He's more Dennis McKinnon than Willie Gault, because he, like, Dennis McKinnon was very good at getting open, and DJ Moore is too. So Yeah, I can give you DJ or Dennis McKinnon. I'm trying to think, like, and you could even play this game, Steve. I don't know if the Bears, I mean, I said Allen Robinson, but they're not necessarily, well, actually, they did have some similar. I mean, Allen Robinson also good. Well, actually, the separation with Allen Robinson wasn't as good, but he caught everything that was thrown in his vicinity.
Right, he was great. He always led the league in contested catches.
Right. He was the guy.
That's what they did.
Allen Robinson's big thing was, I'm always open. You know, and I'm sure most wide receivers say that. I mean, I just, you know, falling for the local stuff. But that was Allen Robinson's thing. I'm always open. You could all, like, and Mitch Trubisky started to catch on to that as well. That's the one thing, too. Allen Robinson was a, I know it ended badly with Allen Robinson, but he was good. He was good. You know, he lived up to it. He looked like that. It didn't necessarily equal wins. So the hope is that there's more than Justin Fields and DJ Moore. And then when Darnell Mooney, I can't wait to see, honestly, like, the biggest combination that I'm looking forward to seeing is DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney. Because both of those guys, like, separate and have ridiculous, like, Darnell Mooney's probably faster than DJ Moore. And, you know, obviously I want to see Chase Claypool, who's been out, but I'm really looking forward to that particular combo.
Well, we'll see if Darnell Mooney is actually as fast as we think he was.
Well, yeah. I mean, the injuries will catch up with him.
You got hardware in your ankle and your foot and, like.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, Dennis McKinnon, the best. Yeah. Everybody probably has a catch of. Ditka tells me this story about one time they played the Giants, and the first play of the game, it was they set up Dennis McKinnon to deliver some kind of essentially a wham block, a sucker block on Taylor. And they just, and McKinnon leveled him.
Wow.
And Lawrence Taylor looks at the sideline and go, oh, that's the way it's going to be. And Dick nods. Dick says, yeah, that's the way it's going
to
be.
Y'all got to be a whole lot better than that.
That's it. Mark, thanks for your time.
Yeah. See you, Steve. Bye.
All right, bye-bye, Mark Rohde. One of the co-founders of the Wake and Bake Club and Saturday Suckage, and that's what we're doing here. You know what? We've gone an hour. Should we do this? Should we do that? Because I have a new rap name.
You do?
I want to do this, but we've lost an hour of web poll time. Okay. We'll figure that out when we come back, but I really like this contender for the rap name.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. I'm Steve Rosenblum with Saturday Suckage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Look at that, Mark Rohde. Tyler Butterbaugh did it right. And the walk-up music, the scream, and here we go. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Steve. You know, it's really good, too, because Tyler Butterbaugh just pointed out to me that this is his maiden voyage on Wake and Bake. So good on Tyler Butterbaugh.
And the way this show all comes together, we have, I'm getting a rundown of everything in Niles, Michigan, from the fact that it's home to Tommy Shaw of Styx, and he still lives there, to one of many places that former Lion receiver Calvin Johnson, I guess we'll call him Megabong, has dispensaries there called Primitive, to every geographical location, north of South Bend. It's in southern Michigan and things like that. And somebody texted in, whatever happened to your Saturday Suckage caller, Bear Fan Bob? And I never got to that. But then all of a sudden, I get this text. Stevie Suckage, FYI, you got these fish to suck. They are swallowing now. Now my boat doesn't suck anymore. Great crappie and perch. Bear fan Bob. I didn't even mention that. It's like it manifested itself into the universe. The suckage karma.
Well, now that I have this opportunity, yeah, I think Bob might have been on one of the intermittent Saturdays that I hosted solos. I got a call from a Bear fan, Bob.
Oh.
And it had been a while. And I will say this, too. I think the last time, did you host this show last week? Yeah, you did. I think it was 2 weeks ago when I was actually hosting this show. And I left on hold accidentally because I wasn't paying attention to the call screen. I left on hold accidentally, Toby. So, Toby, if you're listening right now, I apologize for that. I didn't want that to happen. I was alarmed by and Wayne, my guy Wayne
in Indiana.
Yeah, like he also. So both shout out to both of you guys. I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend. And I'm sorry. Sometimes things like that. What I was saying was just so important and so good that I was ignoring the phone lines. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are. It was very important what you said.
Yeah, it was very important. I don't remember what it was, but it was something that had to be said, and the calls were not important to me at that moment, but I do care about their feelings.
Okay. You think they're listening?
Maybe.
They only listen to you. They wouldn't listen.
No, I mean, Toby's a listener, and Wayne's a listener. Wayne listens to everybody. He just seems to like me more. I like to think he likes me more, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm full of myself. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, anyways, I was reading about the best friends. I was thinking of the show, The Courtship of Eddie's Father, which the theme song was, "You're my best friend," in the sappy 1960s kind of theme song.
I know the
stuff.
Song. Yeah.
So, and by the way, 269 texter, I live in Niles, Michigan, and I like listening to you, Stevie Sunshine, but I'm not high. Well, you're doing it wrong. That's all I can say. You're doing it wrong. Anyways, Justin Fields, DJ Moore. So that it will always be story one, I think, this season. And so this is a good start, the best start, the start you want to hear, a good place to start.
Yeah, it is a good place to start. And much similar to Allen Robinson's presence when he arrived with the Bears.
Oh, that's good.
It's DJ Moore is sort of the same thing. He's the adult on the field. He's the adult in the wide receivers room. He's the adult of the offense. And I always say those things, not based on what he has said and leadership or anything like that. I'm saying just watching the guy not wearing pads, going up against air a lot of the time in these OTAs, but just watching the way DJ Moore moves, you could tell he's different. And Justin Fields and DJ Moore are clearly working on a chemistry, working on getting comfortable with each other. And so far, so good. You know, in the three OTAs that we've been allowed to watch, I'd say that there has been a good connection between Justin Fields and DJ Moore. And that is one of those things, too, that you have to hear. I mean, it's absolutely essential. This is not like, oh, wow, look at that. No, it has to be a good connection between these two. The highlight play that we saw this week was a 25-yard pass right up the middle near the end zone, Justin Fields to DJ Moore. And it is something to watch, the separation that DJ Moore can get coming in and out of his breaks and the explosion that he either mimics or actually uses during these OTAs is something to see as well. So I don't want to get crazy, but, I mean, look, he's a number one wide receiver. DJ Moore's a number one, and that's what he has looked like to me watching these OTAs that we've been allowed to watch.
So the question would be, against which number was he doing it? One, two, three?
Well, all sorts of different guys.
Okay.
You know, I think that, you know, and well, and one thing too, one guy that I observed a decent amount that I was zeroing in on was the Bears' second-round cornerback, Tyreek Stevenson, the kid out of Miami, who's going to have every chance in the world to play opposite of Jalen Johnson on the outside with Kyler Gordon on the inside. And Tyreek Stevenson was rolling with the ones a decent amount of the time. They were using him on both sides of the field, as they should right now, just to see where he's most comfortable and see where the Bears are most comfortable with him. So that was good to see as well.
Mark Grody is my guest. He covers the Bears for The Score. He's co-founder of the WB Club, the Wake and Bake Club, and Saturday Suckage.
That's right, Steve.
And Jalen Johnson showed up and just sounded so normal, exactly what I I would have hoped to have heard from a human being who happens to play football for a living. He just sounded so... I began to think there's something even more wrong than being a football coach with Matt Eberflus, based on it, sort of the passive aggressiveness with which he answered questions a couple weeks ago about that. What was your take on what Jalen Johnson had to say and the way the Bears had sort of walked it up till Jalen Johnson had something to say this week?
Yeah, I thought Jalen Johnson handled himself really well. I mean, I could tell you, you know, having been there, and as Jalen Johnson comes into the media room and there's all of us, full house, and he was just so great. He steps up. He's like, hey, he's smiling. He's like, I hear you guys been looking for me, you know, and just like, no, he's not embittered. You know what I mean? Like, he's not pissed because we made a bigger deal out of this than maybe we should have. He's like, you know, just having fun with it. And then, you know, you probably heard what he said, and I'm sure you guys, I don't know if you guys have played some of it or will play some of it, but he, you know, he was great and said that it was about his family and it has nothing to do with the contract, although he would like to stay with the Bears. He made that he's desirous of sticking around here as long as possible. So he seemed extremely healthy and willing to answer questions. And as far as the way Matt Eberflus and the Bears organization, you know, it starts at the top and trickles down, and these messages, you know, this reflects everybody. You know, if we're doing the Kevin Warren thing and this is going to be a button down organization that does everything right, then, you know, if Jalen Johnson really did express to the coaching staff and to people there that, hey, I'm going to kick it with my family for a little while. I'm not going to be at the first two OTAs. I'm going to be at the third one, though. If he really said that and they didn't, you know, if they didn't come out and just say, hey, he's spending more time with his family, you know, it's all good. Nothing to see here. It's a little suspect. But I also wonder, too, if from a Bears perspective, because I don't know, are they just, they're voluntary, and so they don't need to give details. They don't need to. Nobody that is not here needs to give a note to the coach. If you're here, you're either here or you're not here, and they're not going to go into the personal reasons why a player is not there, and there might be a little bit of respect there. But I think in general, with voluntary practices, that they should not be admonished in any way. I didn't really notice too much admonishing by anybody, but there should not be this, you know, we need everybody here, and if you're not here, then it's a problem, and you're going to get penalized down the road, you know, or we're always going to remember this. That's horrible. If that goes on, if coaches are looking at players and saying, oh, I'm going to remember this, then that's bad on them. That's wrong on coaches. Coaches should be admonished. Maybe coaches should be fired if they do that, quite frankly.
But that's a very football coachy thing. They want you.
I know.
They want 100% football, and they're very happy to tell you, we're a family around here until you you want to spend time with your family. But isn't that essentially what Alan Williams said by saying, well, can I say no comment? Can I not talk about this? Can I not?
Yeah,
Why would you say no comment? He's with his family.
Yeah.
And we wish him well.
Well, it's
important, he'll be here.
I do wonder if there was, and look, we're not going to go to every player that's not here and be like, okay, this player's with his family. This player, you know what I mean? Like, this player's still on vacation because he's got a little kid. This one, you know, so they can't. I think that is where I would back up the, you know, the powers that be, to say they can't get up there and explain everybody's family situation. They're either going to do that or they're not going to do that. And I think that the idea was, Alan Williams handled it pretty well. You know, like, say, hey, it's voluntary. We'd love them here. But that's what they have to say. I mean, I think coaches should be really clear. I think Matt Eberflus and any coach in there should be really clear. Hey, voluntary. Don't know. Be great if they were here, but voluntary, no shade to them. They should, if it's voluntary, is voluntary. Enjoy your time off, and then we'll see you in camp. None of this, like, well, you know, if it's backstage, if they're stirring something up because Jalen, if his contract is affected by not being at the first OTAs, and that's crap.
Okay, and that's it.
Yeah,
he's Mark Grody, and look at this, Mark. Wayne from Lafayette is on the phone.
Wayner.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Hey, Stevie Sunshine and Grody Man. How are you, buddy?
Oh, Wayne, I'm so sorry I missed you a couple of weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like,
that's okay, man. I thought you was mad at me or something. So I
felt horribly. I was like, I don't remember who was producing, but he's like, send me this list of people, and you were at the top of the list along with Toby, and I was like, palm the forehead, man.
Oh, man, that's okay, man. Hey, you're busy, man. You got a lot going on. I'm awful proud of you guys, man. And, hey, Fred Grody, Grody Motors in Lafayette, has a pickle nickel option right now. If you pass his credit exam for a nickel down, you can drive away any Grody's Motors vehicle right off the lot, buddy.
Do they have a
Fred might be related? He says he might be related to you. Grody's in the world, you might be related to him. You know,
Wayne.
Yeah,
take a breath. Take a
no, don't off. Take a breath. This is Wayne, man.
I just wanted you to be able to get in your question mark. I'm trying to have him take a hit off the bong, and
okay,
then you can.
Thank you, Steve. All right, Wayne. Here's my question.
Yeah.
Hold on, Wayne. Was either of these gentlemen that run the auto shop, was it Tom or Bob, either of them?
No.
Okay, because Fred. Okay, so I am not related to Tom,
or
Bob, or Fred Grody that I know of, but it's so funny that right before I came on the air, I was looking at, I have an Instagram post up right now from yesterday, just a silly thing with Gabe Ramirez and me, and I noticed that two of the viewers on there, there was a Tom Grody and a Bob Grody, and I'm like, where are all these Grodys coming from? And now you're throwing a Fred Grody at me, and I don't think I'm related to any of them.
Well, Fred will get you a good car if you need one, and if you're in Lafayette, buddy.
What about a VW Beetle? I want a VW Beetle, Wayne. Does he have any Beetles on?
I'm sure if he doesn't have it, he can get it for you, buddy. I'm sure, because he's top of the line, buddy. So,
okay.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Grody, I appreciate. What do you think about this DJ Moore? Who does he remind you of from the old-time Bears? Does he remind you of Willie Gault, Dennis McKinnon?
No, more Dennis. He's more Dennis McKinnon than Willie Gault, because he Dennis McKinnon was very good at getting open, and DJ Moore is too. So, yeah, I can give you DJ or Dennis McKinnon. I'm trying to think, and you could even play this game, Steve. I don't know if the Bears. I mean, I said Allen Robinson, but they're not necessarily. Well, actually, they did have some similar. I mean, Allen Robinson also good. Well, actually, the separation with Allen Robinson wasn't as good, but he caught everything that was thrown in his vicinity.
Right, he was great. Contested. Yeah. He always led the league in contested catches.
Right. He was the guy.
That's what they did.
Allen Robinson's big thing was, I'm always open. You know, and I'm sure most wide receivers say that. I mean, I just, you know, falling for the local stuff, but that was Allen Robinson's thing. I'm always open. You could all, like, and Mitch Trubisky started to catch on to that as well. That's the one thing, too. Allen Robinson was I know it ended badly with Allen Robinson, but he was good. He was good. You know, he lived up to it. He looked like that. It didn't necessarily equal wins. So the hope is that there's more than Justin Fields and DJ Moore. And then when Darnell Mooney, I can't wait to see, honestly, like, the biggest combination that I'm looking forward to seeing is DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney. Because both of those guys, like, separate and have ridiculous. Like, Darnell Mooney's probably faster than DJ Moore. And, you know, obviously I want to see Chase Claypool, who's been out, but I'm really looking forward to that particular combo.
Well, we'll see if Darnell Mooney is actually as fast as we think he was.
Well, yeah. I mean, the injuries will catch up with you.
You got hardware in your ankle and your foot and, like.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, Dennis McKinnon, the best. Everybody probably has a catch of. Ditka tells me this story about one time they played the Giants, and the first play of the game, it was they set up Dennis McKinnon to deliver some kind of essentially a wham block, a sucker block on Taylor. And they just, and McKinnon leveled him.
Wow.
And Lawrence Taylor looks at the sideline and Dick goes, oh, that's the way it's going to be. And Dick nods. Dick says, yeah, that's the way it's going
to
be.
Y'all got to be a whole lot better than that.
That's it. Mark, thanks for your time.
Yeah. See you, Steve. Bye.
All right, bye-bye, Mark Grody. One of the co-founders of the Wake and Bake Club and Saturday Suckage. And that's what we're doing here. You know what? We've gone an hour. Should we do this? Should we do that? Because I have a new rap name.
You do?
I want to do this, but we've lost an hour of web poll time. Okay. We'll figure that out when we come back, but I really like this contender for the rap name.
I'm excited to hear this.
Yeah. I'm Steve Rosenblum with Saturday's Record.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.